You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Brandon Brim, His Name Ministry Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know God's going to bless us this very moment right now, wherever you are listening, in your car, at your house, wherever you are. I pray that the Holy Spirit and the presence of God just so touch you that you will never, ever be the same. That's my prayer. Every time I have the opportunity to preach somewhere or to go and to testify, that not just the people listening, but me, that I will never, ever be the same. That's what happens when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's what happens when He is made so real in your life. You will never, ever be the same. You won't be like last week. You won't be like the week before that, or even last year. That we change. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it says that we go from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. You know, we look at the glory of God with unveiled faces. You know, Moses in the Old Testament, the glory of God, so radiant off of him that he had to cover his face. People were afraid of his face. The presence of God, the glory of God was shining so bright on his face that he had to cover it. But it says us in the new covenant, the New Testament, that we beheld the glory of God with unveiled faces, and we are changed into that glory from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. Guys, we are living in a time that we need to shine with the glory of God like never before. You know, right now, the things that we are seeing on the news, social media, it's all dark, it's all violence, it's all wickedness, it's all strife, it's all the enemy. And this is the time that we can shine and reflect the glory of God. You know, the darker it gets, the brighter we shine. And we shine Him. We shine His presence. And people are searching and looking for what you and I carry. As you're listening to this, there might be some of you saying, you know what, I might feel discouraged. I might not feel like I have anything to carry. I don't feel like I have anything to give. Let me tell you, that is a lie from the devil. You have been bought with the price. You have the promise, sweet Holy Spirit, living inside of you. And the presence of God is inside of you. The glory of God is radiant from you. The devil would like to discourage you, like to say, you know what, you don't have anything to give. No one cares about you, but guess what? He is a liar. If you tuned in right now just for this one thing to hear, it's this: God has called you. You have something to give. You have been bought with a price. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, right now as I'm recording this, it's late. It's Sunday night. I'm actually here in where I'm from, Branson, Missouri. But I felt led of the Lord so strongly to record a podcast. I know it's been a while since I've recorded, but I'm going to start recording more and be more consistent on it. But I know this is from the Holy Spirit, what I want to talk to you right now about. I'll backtrack, and I was in California in our apartment, and I was just seeking God one night, worshiping the Lord, and the Lord dropped some things in my spirit, and I knew it was to share with the podcast, but I just didn't do it. We got busy. We had a lot of things coming up. So I never got down to record it, but I wrote it down on my phone. And I believe it's a word from the Lord, not just for you, but for also for me, all of us. And the word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I want to share about something that we're all, that's going on right now, that we're all, even believers, we face. And what do we do in these circumstances? I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your utterance. I thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us. I don't say my words. Holy Spirit, let them be your words. And just like what you said in Jeremiah, is not my word like a fire? Is not my word like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces? I thank you for a burning up, a breaking of any mindsets, of any discouragement, of any depression, of any thoughts of not being good enough, that your word and that you, Holy Spirit, will ride and confirm that word and break up anything that is not of you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the times that we're living in. You know, there's so many things that are going on. A lot of stuff, you know, on the news, all types of different stuff. But this scripture is really just sticking out to me. It's 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And it says this. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Actually, just 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll look at this. Verse 1, it says this. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. I want to stop there. Here is Paul. Paul is telling Timothy, his spiritual son. He's saying, Timothy, in the last days. What are the last days? It's the days right before Jesus is coming. Let me tell you, I want you to be encouraged. Jesus is coming soon. But here's Paul. Paul's telling Timothy, son, Timothy, the last days, there's going to be some things that's going to mark before Jesus comes. Here's what the signs will be. It's going to be perilous times. That word perilous, I was looking up a definition of it. Times that are full of danger. In the natural, we are living in times that are full of danger. You see it all over the news. You see what people are doing. You see people getting beat up. You see people rioting. What is it? These is dangerous times. But let me encourage you, as a son, as a daughter of God, we do not need to have any fear. If anything, it's exciting. You might say, Brandon, how is this exciting? Because God's chosen us. He's chosen you and I to be in these times. You know, I always say this when I'm ministering. Paul had his time. David had his time. Timothy had his time. But guess what? It's you and I. It's our time. God has chosen you and I to be in the last days. And just like a race, just like in a relay race, he always chooses his fastest runners at the very end. Let me encourage you. You are his fastest runner. God has chosen you. He has ordained you. It says in Ephesians, before the foundation of the world, he chose us. And guess what? He chose us to be in this time now. So here's Paul telling Timothy, in the last days, there's going to be dangerous times. There's going to be perilous times. But let me encourage you. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says this, for God has not given you a spirit of fear. Let me tell you, anything that is fear, any fear that maybe you're experiencing in your life, God has not given you that. Fear comes from the devil. Not even just a little bit of fear, not even 5% fear or 1% fear. You and I are not called to have any fear. Why, Brandon? Because God has not given you that. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he's given you the power. He's given you love, and he's given you a sound mind. So here Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he's saying in the last days, Timothy, there's going to be perilous times, dangerous times. Men's going to be lovers of their own selves. They're going to be covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 5, it says this, they'll have a form of godliness, but they'll be denying the power thereof. From such turn away. So there's going to be people that look like they serve God. They look like they might have the religious look, but they're going to be denying the power. What is it? They're going to be all talk. They're not going to be on fire. They're not going to be after the things of God. They're going to be, they look like the part, but they deny the power. Here's some signs before the time. There's going to be some dangerous signs, but there's going to be people that have a form of godliness, but denying the power of God. Let me tell you, you and I are called to walk in the power of God, to be on fire for God. This is what I really want to get at in this podcast, is this overcoming mental, what you could say, mental depression, anxiety. I've heard that word so much lately, mental illness. Let me tell you, as a Christian, as a son and daughter of God, you are not called to have mental illness. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, hey, you know what, as a son and daughter of God, I'm going to give you mental illness. Your parents are going to have it, you're going to have it, and it's just something you have to endure. No, mental illness never came from God. It is of Satan. Mental depression. Oh, that person, you know, they just deal with depression all the time. Hey, that did not come from God. That is of the devil. And during this whole time of quarantine, I've heard so many people, you know, talk about mental depression, anxiety, mental illness. And that is of the devil. And I want to talk about that. That's what I was telling you, you know, I'm filming this late at night, my wife's asleep, my daughter's asleep, and I was about to go to bed, and I was just studying and looking at this, and the Holy Spirit put on my heart, Brandon, I told you in California to share about it on the podcast, but you didn't, I want you to share about it now, and I can tell there's an utterance on it, there's an anointing on it. God has never given anyone mental illness. He's never given anyone depression, anxiety. That is of the devil. You and I are not called to have any of it. Jesus on the cross bared it all for us. Here's some scriptures on it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, what we just, you know, talked about. Verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And what kind of a mind? A sound mind. It says God has given us a sound mind. A mind that is smart. A mind that is sharp. A mind that's not foggy. A mind that's not up in the clouds. A mind that doesn't have mental illness. A mind that doesn't have depression whenever they're by themselves. It says, God has given you a sound mind. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. Verse 1, it says this, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, Let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let me tell you, it says we are surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses. That's heaven. That's your loved ones. That's people that have gone on before you. They're more alive. Let me tell you this. Let me encourage you on this right now. They're more alive today than they ever have been before. They're not just in heaven. They're not just playing the harp, chilling. They're watching us. They're surrounding us, the great cloud of witnesses. And there is a race that God has set for you. You're not called to run my race. You're not called to run that minister's race that you see on TV. God has a specific race for you and I to run. And it says that he has set it before us. You don't have to try to set it yourself. You don't have to try to make it happen yourself. No, God, before the foundation of the earth, he called you. He has a race for you, and he has set a place for you and I to run. I want us to focus on this. Verse 2. So we establish the fact. We have a race. God has called us to run. Verse 2, it says this. Looking unto Jesus. That's the key right there. Looking unto Jesus. That's the only thing you and I can do. We can't look to people. We can't compare ourselves to other people's and their races. No. It says we are called to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, this is what Jesus' race was. It talked about how Jesus endured the cross. Jesus didn't just come here just to be here, to be liked by people. No, he came here on a top level, secret mission for you and I. He came here and his purpose was to take all the sin you and I deserve, all the disease, to be that spotless Lamb of God, to be that sacrifice. It says Jesus, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. That was his race. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus despised the shame so you don't have to experience it any longer. You're not called to have any shame. You're not called to have any depression. Why? Because Jesus took it all for you on the cross. Verse 3 says this, for consider him, Jesus, that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself. Look at this. I want us to focus on this. Lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Another translation says this. Unless you give up in your mind. That you could. There's so many people that have given up. That their mind has fainted. That their mind has given up. And they now are depressed. They have anxiety. They even, you could say, extreme cases. They have mental illness. What is it? Because they have not been looking unto Jesus. It says this. Look to Jesus. Look what he endured. Look all the persecution Jesus faced. How he was whipped. How his beard was plucked out. He was spit on. He did nothing wrong. Punched him in the face. It says, consider Jesus what he went through unless you, and look at that. If you feel like giving up, look to Jesus. Let me tell you, you might feel like you've had a bad life. You might feel like church people have hurt you. But let me tell you, it's nothing compared to what Jesus went through. And our job as believers, as sons and daughters of God, our job is this, to run our race. And to look unto Jesus, unless you faint in your mind. If you don't look to Jesus, if your eyes are not looking at Jesus, on the beloved Jesus, like we are called to do, you will faint. You will give up. You will give up. So many Christians, so many believers, they've looked to Jesus. They were on fire for Jesus. What happened? They stopped looking to him. They gave up. They burnt out. Got depressed. Mental illness. We are called to look to Jesus no matter what. That's the key. Looking into him. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and a love and a Salmime. You know, Jesus in Isaiah chapter 50, you know, they call it the silent years. You know, from his age 12 to 30, you didn't hear about Jesus through the scripture. But in Isaiah chapter 50, it talks about how God woke up Jesus every morning. It says it woke up his ear every day, day by day. And it talks about Jesus, and it talks about during the cross, it was prophesying about him going through the cross, the process of the cross. And it said that Jesus put his eyes on his Father, and he didn't just put his eyes on there and then looked off. No, it says he sat his eyes on his Father like a flint, and he would not be moved. Jesus modeled it for us, guys. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He didn't let his mind faint not. He put his eyes during the most intense time of his life, of persecution, of hurt, of his body being torn, of everything being put upon him. He locked in and he sat his eyes on his Father. Let me tell you, when Jesus went through the process of the cross, when diseases were put on him, guess what? Mental illness was put on him. Anxiety was put on him. Depression was put on him. But he put his eyes and he sat his eyes on his Father and he would not be moved. That's my prayer for all of us. That we put our eyes on Jesus in this time. Like never before. And let me tell you, I can promise you this. If you do that, you will not be moved. There might be some situations or some circumstances that will try to move you. But guess what? They won't move you. You will move it. You know, earlier today at lunch, I was helping some family out. And we went out to lunch. And I was just talking about, you know, Destiny and I and situations in our marriage and me going out to California and just some of the stories we have trusting God. But let me tell you, you know, no one knows some of the things that I went through personally. And sometimes it could be discouraging times where my mind wanted to quit. But I what I'm sharing with you, I saw in the scripture and I made a decision. I'm going to set my eyes on my Father like never before. And guess what? God saw me through it. You know that scripture, resist the devil. He will flee from you. But let me tell you, it's hard to resist the devil when your eyes are looking at other things. It's hard to resist the devil and take that stand and take that authority when you're not looking to Jesus. I don't think you personally can do it. Your eyes have to be on Jesus. You have to be spending time with him. So when those times come, when those situations you might not understand, but you have your eyes looking to your Father. You're doing what Jesus did. You're setting your eyes on your Father, and you will not be moved. Jesus is our foundation. He is our cornerstone. He is a sure foundation. Can't be in your wife, your husband, your job, especially in the times we're living in, perilous times, dangerous times. Can't be in what the media is telling you, what the doctors are telling you, to stay in, stay out, don't talk to people, wear a mask. No. Our eyes are looking unto Jesus. He is our foundation. Hallelujah. God is so good. We are his sons and daughters, and he just wants us to put our faith in him. Stop trying, start trusting. Stop trying, start trusting. We put our eyes on him. James chapter 1, it talks about this. Chapter 2, it says this. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience or endurance, but let endurance have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I want us to look at this, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let no man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. There's so many people, they're double-minded. They're like the sea it talks about, driven with the wind, tossed here and there. Oh, I love God. I trust God. He's my everything. I sowed my seed. I give my seed. You know, I sow that money. He's my everything. I go to that conference. I spend time in the Word. Then there's situations that don't look so great. Oh, they start changing their talk. Oh, man, I thought God was for me. Man, he saw what I did, but I guess it doesn't matter to him. He blesses other people, but he doesn't bless me. I'll never be like them. I'll never be good enough. Should I even try this church thing? What is that? That's a double-minded man. Oh, why am I having these thoughts? Why do I feel like this? This can't be. Is this from God? A double-minded man. And it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man might experience anxiety, depression, mental illness. But a man that's in faith, that's not wavering, whose eyes are locked on his beloved, whose eyes are locked unto Jesus, let me tell you, you will not be moved. You will not be disappointed. You will not have things. You won't have a clogged mind, but you will have a sound mind. He's looking for people that have a faith, that trust him, who's not double-minded, who's not up with the Lord, all happy, excited, then I don't know about this church thing. He's looking for someone that trusts him, that have their eyes locked on him, that believe what his word says, that says, Lord, you're my Father, I'm your Son, you're the vine, I'm your branch. I stay connected with you. Just like Jesus, even in tough times, he went through some tough times, sweating blood. His eyes were locked on his Father. That is my word for you. Not just for you, but for me. In these times, these perilous times, your eyes cannot be locked in on the news. Your eyes cannot be locked in what's going on. But we have to be locked in to Jesus. Our eyes have to be locked in to him. Any depression that's trying to bother you, anxiety, mental illness, where your mind might want to quit or give up, that has to go in Jesus' name. It has to go in the name above every name. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So I pray, Lord, right now for a fresh commitment to you. Anyone that's been double-minded, they'll make a decision. They'll make that adjustment right now. That I will lock my eyes and I will put my eyes on Jesus like never before. Any depression, any anxiety, any mental illness, I say you leave. You are broken in the name of Jesus. The anointing of God, the presence of the Lord destroys and breaks every bondage in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God has chosen you. You are chosen before the foundation of the world for such a time as this. You lock your eyes on Jesus daily. You don't be like the sea, driven with the wind, tossed here and there, up and down. But you set your eyes on your Father. And I guarantee you this, you will not be moved. God bless you. I pray this spoke to your heart. If it did, let us know. Write to us. So many ways you can stay connected with us. HisNameMinistries.com. We have Facebook, Instagram. Let us know.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at HisNameMinistries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.